11 minutes to 8, Tuesday night's arena. Shortly after we came to air this evening across the campus here in Donnybrook, the winner of this year's RTE Radio 1 Short Story Competition in honour of Francis McManus was announced. The judges, Declan Mead, Liz Nugent and Sinead Crowley, had 10 short stories to choose from, all written by Irish writers and all vying for the winning accolade and a first prize of €3,000. The winner has just come across to join me now here in the arena studio alongside Sinead Crowley, RTE's arts and media correspondent. And that winner is Stephen O'Reilly. His winning story is Honey Days. And I can still see, you know, you said we were coming up the motorway earlier today and suddenly here I am sitting in the studio.
It's amazing. I'm delighted. I'm honoured. I just did not see this coming, in all honesty. But I'm just so happy to be here. It's been a great evening and thank you to everybody at RTE for making us feel so welcome.
And the story itself, Honey Days, how do you describe what you were doing in that story?
It's sort of a dark fairy tale. You know, I'm going to be honest, it is science fiction. There is an element of science fiction, but the real story is... it's a human story and it's about isolation and loneliness. And there's a lot of talk about artificial intelligence, but it's not going to be a human intelligence. It's not going to have a whole lot of empathy. So I just wanted to write about something like that.
Yeah, you have three characters here, one of whom is human.
Exactly.
Three of them are human. Yeah. The story, it has to be said.
So we have one human character, Ava, who's a mystery. She has mysterious bruises and we don't really know a lot about Ava. We know she's hurt and she's damaged and she's living with these two, I suppose, machines is probably the handiest word. Mm. And they don't really understand what's happening. And to be honest with you, they don't really care. They just don't have that level of empathy or understanding. So that's really what it's about. It's about, I suppose, loneliness and isolation. And no matter how much technology you have in your life, it's never really going to understand the nature of human beings and what is real and what isn't real.
I guess, Sinead, when I read it, as I went to say there's one human, I realised, well, actually, as I was reading the story, I felt I was reading about three humans. That's one of the, I would presume, one of the things that brought this story up to the top of the shortlist of 10.
Yeah, what we have to remember about this competition is that it is for the ear. It's story to be listened to. And when we as judges, when we first get the stories, we read them, but then they're whittled down when we get the final 10 and we listen to them. And I always imagine the person sitting there in the car or in the kitchen and what are they hearing? And I think this story unfolds. And as I listened to the first couple of sentences, I thought, God, he's being very mean to this particular character. He's practically describing her as not a person. Ah, okay, I see where he's going. Mm. And it unfolded and I realised it. And what I loved about this story, I mean, going back to the Leaving Cert teacher, it has the beginning, the middle and the end. You know, the beginning, you're thinking, oh, okay, this is where he's going with it. The middle, he manages to show us the Ava character in all of her difficulties and all of her flaws and also give personality to the other two beings in the house. And then the end, the punch and the end is what won it for me, really, because you can go so far with artificial intelligence, but you can't go any further. And that's what made it complete for me. And that's what I loved.
Right, well, you've mentioned that it is something for the ear. And one of the, for the 10 shortlisted prizes, all 10 shortlisted stories will be produced for radio and will go out in the Book on One slot over the next couple of weeks. So Stephen's was done. You know, because they knew that the 10 shortlisted were going to be broadcast. And we have a clip from the story. It's Jane Brennan who's reading the story, Honey Days, here. I'm not sure if she mentions the three names, so maybe we should just give that in case they're within the body of this clip here,
Steve. We have Ava, who is the human character. Yeah. And then we have James, who is sort of an organic robot, if you like. And then we have Grace, who is more kind of a mechanical servant, I suppose.
All right. And Honey Days, the title of the story, the winning story of this year's RTE Short Story Competition, and Jane Brennan, the reader here of Stephen O'Reilly's story.
Ava warns him to hide upstairs if anyone other than her approaches the house. His form will betray function, she says, gently caressing the side of his perma-tanned face. People will laugh at her loneliness and call her foolish for wasting money on such a thing. Ava shows him how to do the things she wants. She works for a law firm in the city, specializing in commercial contracts, and is always very thorough. She describes, in great and explicit detail, the things she requires of him and provides him with a list of useful words and phrases. When play is over, he must verbally impress on her that she is a good and valuable person. He must not be overly effusive, and she will tell him when to stop. She tells him to make it feel authentic. Often after play, Ava will want to hurt him. She says she hates him and that he is a stupid, filthy machine. He leans into her blows like a man desperately trying to pay attention.
Jen Brennan there, reading from Stephen O'Reilly's story, Honey Days, and Stephen is the winner of this year's RTE Short Story Competition in honour of Francis McManus. And you can hear the story in full, in fact, next Monday, 16th of September, 11:20 each evening in the Book on One slot, and it starts on Monday next with Stephen's, and then it will work through the 10 shortlisted stories over the following 2 weeks in fact. Now, you heard it read, I know, at the lawn, or the announcement earlier on. I think it was Catriona Ní Warracu that was reading it there. Yes. You've heard it read there by Jane. Did you think of it when you were writing it, Stephen? Did you read it aloud? Did you look at that aspect?
Yes, I did. And you see, the trouble with, I suppose, writing is such a solitary occupation, and you get sick of your own voice eventually. So to hear that Jane Brennan was going to recite the story for me, it was just blew me away, and it was an inspired choice. And I mean, you can hear it there. It's just that warmth and the richness that would have probably been missing if I'd done it myself.
And you were saying about, you know, that aspect for the 10 shortlisted stories. Obviously, Stephen the winner, and congrats to him. But being on that shortlist is a success in itself, Sinead.
Yeah, and in fairness to RTE and to Sarah Binchy and the whole team, I mean, they chose fabulous actors and actresses as well. And the matching of the voices and the to the story, I think, really worked. And you could see that in the room tonight. The three excerpts were read and people were genuinely listening. And I think at the end, there was a sense of, I'd better turn in to find out how that happens, you know. So yeah, and Liz Nugent made the very relevant point. She was one of the judges this year, and she was shortlisted before. She didn't win, but her story actually became the novel Unraveling Oliver. So definitely, yeah, so to be in that 10,
stepping stone for her. And I mean, the other actors that are reading the various stories include Emmett Kerwin, Janet Moore, and Ruth McGill, Andrew Bennett, Eamon Morrissey in there as well. So, you know, and Jane Brennan, as we heard, reading Stephen's story, huge thing, Stephen.
Yeah. I'd just like to take a second to thank Sarah Binchy and Carolyn Dempsey for all the hard work and organising the whole thing. It's a wonderful thing to aim for every year as a writer.
And have you entered before?
I was shortlisted in 2016 for a story. I did feel that this story was better, but I'm still just as shocked. Yeah.
What was lovely for us was we could see the faces. So obviously we knew who the winners were and they didn't, and we each had to describe the story, and you could see it dawn, because obviously you start off with a few general sentences about form, and then it dawned as I mentioned the word dystopian, I suppose. Stephen was looking around at that. I'm the only one left.
Other stories there, obviously we should mention the two other runner-up prizes. Vina Amoris from Niall McArdle won second prize, and the Boxer Rebellion. From Liz, is it Hutchins? Third prize. Stories that stood out for you, I presume, within those two as well.
And again, what was wonderful was the breadth of stories that came into us this year. So even in that top three, you have, should we say, a classic Irish short story of an older man looking back over his life.
Vina Amoris.
Then you have science fiction, and then the Boxer Rebellion is, I call it, I mean, when I say women's fiction, I mean that's the shelf. If it was a novel, you'd find it on. It's from the perspective of a woman. There's humour in it. There was giggles out loud tonight, but at the same time, she's making a really serious point and makes it really well. So that's just the top three, and that shows you the breadth of stories that came in. And again, if there are people listening tonight who would like to enter, don't think there is one standard Francis McManus type, because there certainly isn't.
Yeah, there were 2,000 entries in total, which is then whittled down to the shortlist.
Everything represented in the end, and I think this year's winner particularly shows us that it is the best story that will rise to the top.
And you were saying, Stephen, that you had been shortlisted previously. Is writing then something that is going on, has been going on, and will continue to go on?
Well, it was something that I left for a long time, sort of family commitments. You know, the recession, it seemed more important to actually earn money. But I suppose I I left full-time employment to spend more time writing. I've taken a part-time job, and writing now is my main work.
Right.
And I have a little job that pays me something every week, so that's great as well.
It gives you the time and the space to do the writing.
Yeah.
Novels and short stories, what's coming out?
I'm in the middle of an omni-shambles of a first draft at the moment, so I wouldn't like to say too much about that. But, short stories are something that I love personally, because it can take you to unexpected places. So
all
that's
right.
What I want to keep
it. If it wasn't an omni-shambles of his first draft, I'd worry. So it's a good place for your first draft.
Or if you thought it wasn't, it could be even more worrying.
That's Stephen O'Reilly there, who's the winner of this year's RTÉ Short Story Competition in honour of Francis McManus, and Sinead Crowley, one of the judges, in with us as well. And all 10 shortlisted stories, 10 days in a row, Monday to Friday, 11:20 p.m. each evening in the Book on One slot, starting with Stephen's winning story, Honey Days, next Monday.